Did you know apps we scroll through every day started as a simple experiment in online connection? What began as tiny websites where people post basic profiles has exploded into digital universes that shape culture, trends, news, and even how we think. Today, I'm going to explore the history of social media, where it comes from, how it transformed over the years, and why it plays such a huge role in how we consume media in the 2020s. My name is Emanuela Bajoko, and this is Know It All. Social media didn't appear out of nowhere. According to Jack Lue, author of Understanding Media and Culture in the 2020s, the earliest version of social media started in the 1990s with a simple site like 6degrees, where people could create profiles and connect with friends. It was basic, almost boring, compared to what we have now, but it sparked the idea that the internet could be social. Platforms like MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter exploded. For the first time, people weren't just reading the internet, they were creating the internet, posting photos, sharing thoughts, updating statuses, and finding community became normal daily behavior. But the real turning point came in the 2010s and led directly into the 2020s. Social media became more than a place to connect. It became a place to consume media. News, entertainment, ads, shopping, trends, politics, everything moved into our feeds. Lue explains that platforms shifted from simple connection tools to massive media economic driven by algorithms. These algorithms decide what we see, what goes viral, and even what we think is important. Instead of seeking out information, information now finds us, often faster than we can process it. And that leads to the 2020s, the era where social media isn't a part of our media consumption, it is our media consumption. Think about it. Most people get their news from TikToks, Instagram, or even X before traditional outlets. Trends spread globally in hours, not months. Anyone can become a creator, journalist, or even influencer just with a phone. And we consume content constantly. Short form videos, memes, micro updates, live streams. Social media doesn't just reflect culture anymore. It creates it. In Lue's words, social platforms have become digital gatekeepers, shaping what information we see and how we understand the world. That's why understanding the history of social media actually helps us understand our own habits today. It's not just scrolling. We're participating in global communication systems that have been evolving for decades. So to recap, social media began as a simple connection site in the 1990s, grew into major platforms in the 2000s, and transformed into powerful media ecosystems in the 2010s and 2020s. Today, these platforms shape how we communicate, how we learn, how we pay attention to, and how we consume media every single day. This podcast is produced by the Community College of Baltimore County New Media Collective and Media Studies Program, written by Emanuela Bajoko. Special thanks to our professor Beth for guiding this project and to Jack Lue's textbook, Understanding Media and Culture in the 2020s, for helping shape my research. My name is Emanuela Bajoko, and this has been Know It All. Listen to all our episodes to learn something new in less than 5 minutes. Check the show's notes for links to my sources, transcripts, and other good content about the history of social media. Bye for now.